Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Creative Gap Podcast. My name is Nick Campbell, and I'm trying to answer your questions about the business of being creative. If you have a question for me, please hit me up at nickvegas.tv, or you can hit me up on Twitter at nickvegas. I'm answering your questions here. And today we have a voicemail question from Justin Brunson. So let's see what Justin has to say.
Hi, my name is Justin Brunson. I'm from Colorado. I wanted to ask, when you have an idea for a personal project, a lot of us have, you know, tons and tons of ideas, and some of them are crap. What are your criteria that you personally have for whether you want to pursue an idea that isn't a paid for client business related idea? How do you decide what to spend your time on? Thanks. Love the podcast.
Thank you so much for the question, Justin. I'm sure this is something a lot of people bump into, including me. And let me tell you how I think about personal projects. For me, there's always a few criteria I think about before agreeing to a personal project, especially something that's not paid or something maybe helping a friend or any project really, like you said, that isn't a for-client project. The first thing is will it be fun? Will I enjoy doing this? I got into this business and making, for what I do, making plugins and motion graphics and all that stuff because I find it interesting. I find it fun. So if it's a boring piece of work, or if it's something you're just not super passionate about, this is one of the rare times when you could decide exactly what you're trying to put your energy into, and you could say, nope, I'm not going to do it. So will it be fun? That's the first thing I look for. Next thing is will I learn something? Many things can be fun and interesting to work on, but you're just kind of rehashing what you already know, and I fall into this trap all the time. I could say, oh yeah, I'll just do more dynamic stuff falling from the sky in 3D, and that stuff is fun forever. I just love doing that. But, you know, will I be learning anything in this process? Can I try a new plugin? Can I try a new technique? Can I try a new filming process? Is there something about this project where I will get out more than just the final piece? What will I learn from this project? Keep that in mind. The next one for us, and this is a little specific to what we do, but we take on some personal projects if we are allowed to share the process of that project on our website. So we, in our case, teach motion graphics and 3D animation. If we can help out someone or do a personal project and also be able to share the behind the scenes, all the ways that we did it, that's an extra bonus for us. That's something we look for a lot. So when our friends at Cards Against Humanity came to us and asked us if we wanted to help them make an animation about their big box you put all their cards in, one of the questions we asked them was, hey, can we show people the behind-the-scenes process and show them the modeling and show them the compositing and all that stuff? And they said, heck yeah, let's do it. And so we go, heck yeah, let's do it. So that was kind of a personal project. It was kind of a client, but that was another one of our criteria that I at least think of is there something here that other people would be interested in, not just me? So that may be a little specific to us, but hopefully that's helpful when you make a decision. And if you have many projects that you're all the most excited about, think about what your end goal is. Think about your professional end goals and see if one of those projects speaks more to where you want to go professionally. So again, to go back to the will I learn something part of it, will you learn something that your actual clients or that you will be able to sell or you'll be able to learn from at the end of the project? I think that's really the key of making a personal project that isn't just fun, but also where you learn and your future work becomes even better. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Justin. Thanks again for the question. And also, again, all of you, if you have a question, please hit me up at nickvegas.tv. You can ask a question there just like Justin did through voicemail. It's really easy, and it's nice to get to hear everyone's voice. I kind of like that format. So please ask a question through there, or you can hit me up at Nick Vegas on Twitter. And thanks again for listening to the Creative Gap Podcast. We'll see you in another episode really soon. Bye, everybody.